Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's the Fan early morning show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and what a night. We'll talk about some of the interesting things that happened during the Penguins game, and not all of those things at the Penguins game involve the Penguins. I'm sure you may have heard by now, but if you haven't, I'll tune you in. Let's start with the Major League Baseball playoffs briefly, because just want to demonstrate to everybody how difficult it is to win the World Series. The Tampa Bay Rays started real hot, finished kind of slow, but, you know, on a 99-win pace, so it's nothing to scoff at. They lost in the wild card round to the Texas Rangers. And then the Baltimore Orioles with 101 wins. Just got swept last night in the three-game series, in the three-game American League Division Series, move on to the Championship Series. The Orioles had 101 wins. So baseball, very imprecise. Very random. And so the 90-win wild-card Rangers are now going to play to make it to the World Series. Just saying. I mean, it's difficult. It's an imprecise formula. And that's something that I talked about before with the NHL playoffs. How I thought the NHL playoffs were too long and a seven-game series didn't need to take place for every round. And I might be rethinking that now. I mean, in theory, the best teams should be able to win the shorter series. But it also leaves room for a temporarily hot team to break through and win those earlier series. Now, again, the championship series are both seven, so it's not a guarantee that those hot teams can win four in a row or win four of seven to make it. I mean, but, you know, I'm rethinking it now, even in those earlier rounds, that, you know, you have more games to watch. And then really the best team comes out of a seven-game series. There's almost no doubt about that. There's nothing random about a seven-game series. If you can't win a seven-game series, you don't deserve to win a championship. And I think about the Penguins, too, from a couple years ago, the last year to this point that they made the playoffs, they would have beaten the Rangers in a five-game series. But all rounds of the NHL playoffs are seven games, so Rangers were able to come back, and the Pens blew a 3-1 series lead to lose 4-3 in painful fashion, and that's the last that is the last playoff memory we have of the Penguins right now. And who knows how long it will be, because last night's game was rough. Now, fans, I mean, here's the big story. And call in if you want to comment. I mean, if you were at the Penguin game and you want to talk about what the atmosphere was like with me, I haven't heard from anybody yet who was there in person. I haven't heard in person from people. I mean, I've seen tweets, and I saw, you know, secondhand accounts from video and tweets and other forms of social media, but I haven't, like, had a conversation with anybody who was there. I just want to know, like, why. Or, like, even if you as a fan, understanding, you know, the Steelers and the Penguins and the state of Pittsburgh sports right now, if you want to react to it and talk about it, the Fire Matt Canada chants rang yesterday from PPG Paints Arena. The Penguins are up 2-0 somewhere in the second half, or the second period. We're not doing football there. The second period. Fire Matt Canada chants rang in PPG Paints Arena. Just out of nowhere. Pittsburgh sports fans chanted for Matt Canada to be fired during the Penguins' opener of the regular season. Chanting fire Matt Canada. Now, first of all, part of me loves that. That's great. You know, but it's a little bit odd. I mean, it's kind of fun, and he's a fun foil right now. That's That's true. That's a fact. People, I think, in Pittsburgh just enjoy not liking this man. And again, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I feel too bad for him, because when the Steelers are doing well, the second half of last season, he was being very arrogant, and he was, you know, he was saying, "Oh yeah, we're good." You know, he was kind of blowing off the media and not like talking publicly, or he was being really arrogant when he would give responses. And so that's something not to appreciate about him. So I don't really feel too bad, but part of me is also thinking like, this is strange. I mean, when is enough enough when addressing Matt Canada as the Steelers offensive coordinator? Like when, or his poor performance? Because here's the ultimate answer. If you want change, like so many people think, well, when I speak out and when I give my opinion and when I voice frustration, then, you know, that they're really going to make some change. And I mean, there are some cases in life, there are some scenarios in life where you can complain, or you can voice your opinion, you can communicate your frustration, and things will change. In the sports world, though, not so much. And we know by now that sports is driven by money. Like we all should know that. And you know, I mean, it's kind of a sad reality, but like sports are driven by money. Players are driven by money. Coaches, maybe a little less, still driven by money. Owners, definitely driven by making money. So if you can't fire Matt Canada at a Penguin game, maybe you feel great about that. Maybe, you know, the crowd of Pittsburgh fans and you as an individual, part of something like that, you know, like fire Matt Canada at a Penguin game. Like, maybe you just feel good. Temporarily, you feel good for voicing that opinion. But if you are going and buying tickets and you're giving the NFL money, you're giving the Steelers money, you're going and paying for tickets to attend a game at Acrisure Stadium, even though you're chanting fire Matt Canada, you're not going to make much of a difference. You're not going to make much of a dent. Because they're still getting your money, ultimately. It's like, sometimes too, like you see on X, somebody will post something controversial just for fun, and, you know, they'll let you, you know, they'll let you all comment, and you all can be angry, and you guys might be right, but the more comments, the more likes, the more retweets that post gets, it really doesn't matter, you know, how many of you disagree. There's still going to be sponsors on that post because so many people have seen it and have interacted with it. I mean, that's really the key here. Now, again, like, we feel good for saying fire Matt Canada, and maybe it's good and it's fun to have him as a foil. But, like, there should be, to remain healthy and to remain, you know, fair to him, a line. Chanting his name at a Penguin game, chanting fire Matt Canada at a Penguin game, might be over the line for me. If you want to do it at a Steeler game when they're performing poorly, I mean, that to me is reasonable. I think at a Penguin game, though, not reasonable. And again, you're a fan, and the fans are there, and they paid for their ticket. They're good to do almost whatever they want, aside from, you know, violence or the obvious stuff, right? You know, you're there to watch a game. You're a Pittsburgh sports fan. Sure, if you want to chant fire Matt Canada, you can. But, like, it's really not solving anything at this point. There's got to be more of a hit to the Steelers. And if you're thinking about the Steelers, if you're still going to Steelers games, there's really going to be no motivation to fire him if the team's still winning. It's going to take a little bit more than that, more of a protest or a boycott kind of thing for a real change to happen. Because there's no revenue change if fans are still going to games and the team's still winning. There's no reason to fire him. He's a cheap offensive coordinator, and the team right now is in first place. So the ownership and the coaching staff, can mask this idea that Matt Canada is not a good coordinator, or they can mask that. Yeah, they can mask that he's not a good offensive coordinator by just saying, okay, we're in first place. People are still buying tickets, and people still care. Doug Whaley said that, and I mean, the words he said a few weeks ago resonate with me still, that it's about return on investment with firing coaches. Like, there's a process for that, but, you know, especially with the Steelers, it's not likely that a coach is going to get fired if there's a return on investment. Many Pittsburgh fans, many fans of other teams are forced to care about the Steelers because there's that magic term, there's that magic stat that Mike Tomlin has, that Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season as a head coach in the NFL, which is impressive in some right, but on the other side, you know, we as Pittsburgh fans who observe the Steelers know that, you know, that not winning a Super Bowl is not acceptable. Like, sometimes having a losing season is important to grow and to find the right staff and to overcome some of the barriers to push through and make it into the Super Bowl contention. And so, I mean, that's really the solution. If you're out there and you're frustrated, I mean, and I really want to hear from somebody who was at the Penguin game. If you were, call me, 412-928-9370, and I mean, talk to me. And if you just have an opinion on it yourself, you're welcome to call in and react to that as well, 412-928-9370. But I mean, I'm driving to my car last night on my way home, and Colin Dunlap doing the Fan evening show, the Fan at Night, you know, he pulled up a tweet from somebody who was there. There were just Fire Met Canada chants raining. So it's just interesting. It's just unique. I mean, and at what point, too, is it beyond, like, at like what point do we intrude too much on Matt Canada when he's not at work, when he's not doing his job? Like, I mean, again, it's a Penguin game. I think it's unreasonable myself, but again, fans can do nearly almost everything they want to do when they pay for a ticket and go to an event. And, you know, the entire Penguins fan base that was at PPG Paints Arena felt it necessary to express their frustration with Canada. I don't think it does much, though. If fans stopped caring about the Steelers, if fans stopped going to games or buying apparel or doing anything that brings them in revenue, then they may be forced to make a change. Now, again, I mean, there's two sides to this as well. Do you not want to go to a game enough to not have Matt Canada as the offensive coordinator anymore? That's something. That's something to consider. And maybe you don't. Maybe you should be happy with their first place win and or their first place status right now, their 3-2 record, and just kind of hope that they get into the playoffs and win a playoff game this season and then move forward, right? And maybe make it to the Super Bowl. Maybe you want to hold out hope for that. But if you don't, I mean, maybe, you know, considering a realistic approach to getting him fired may be necessary. But again, I mean, it's all about, you know, how much you care enough for him to get fired. You can chant into Penguin games. Again, I think that's over the line. But, you know, for me, it's about making that real change, if you're actually going to do something about it. But, you know, other than that, I mean, I think chanting into the Penguin games over the line, if you really want to make a change, you just stop caring about the Steelers. That's what I think. Well, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. I'm going to talk a little more about the Penguins after this break, and we can continue to talk about Matt Canada and the Steelers as well, because, well, they're on a bye week as well. Still waiting to see if we can get word. I mean, Tomlin didn't say anything on Tuesday, so we'll see about that. We can talk about the Penguins a little bit. We can talk about the Steelers. If you want to give me a call, 412-928-9370. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. And this is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. September was truck month at Sun Chevy, but you can still check out their half-ton and three-quarter-ton Silverados. You can also shop online at sunchevy.com today. High of 65, low 45, mostly clear skies until the afternoon. It's going to get overcast. And then tomorrow it's going to be overcast as well. High of 65, low 50. And over the weekend, expect some rain. Yeah. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, and it seems some people want to talk. I got the phone lines open with a couple who are ready to speak. We'll start with Anthony in Oakland. Good morning, Anthony.
Yeah, like, you know, it for spontaneous screaming to fire Matt Canada may have happened because Mike Tomlin was at that game. I know they would always show video at Penguin games sometimes when Tomlin would be there, and maybe that was the fans' way of saying that this is their only way to get at him, and maybe that's where that came from, because that is kind of unusual.
It is.
To start screaming at a Penguin game, fire Matt Canada. I mean, he's an afterthought as far as I'd be concerned.
Sure, Anthony, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Good theory. Good theory there. Maybe he was. If he was at the game, if somebody who was a Steeler or a member of the Steelers' ownership or coaching staff was at the game and fans recognized that person, yeah, that would make sense. That would be more reasonable to me as well, like get the message. Maybe somebody saw Matt Canada at the Penguin game. That's a great theory. And they were just like, yeah, let's let him know, or let's let, you know, some of the other people in charge know that we don't approve of this. Interesting theory by Anthony there. Always a good call, Anthony in Oakland. All right, we got Dave on the line now. Good morning, Dave. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm feeling weird this morning. All right, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got a question for you. They should be saying fire Sullivan.
So yeah? Well, you mean for the Penguins, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a Mike Sullivan quarterback coach, and then there's Mike Sullivan, the Penguins head coach.
The Penguins head coach.
There you go. I got you. Sure. Sure. Thanks for the call.
It's been 3 years, and it's the same thing. Can't hold a lead. Nothing changes. New players, same stuff happens. Blow two goal leads, can't do it.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thanks. And Twitter poll was just posted on the Fan Morning Show, at Fan Morning Show, if you want to go follow and then vote. Did the Penguins look old last night? Yes or no? Go ahead and vote on that for us, and let us know what you think. It really is much of the same. Like, a lot of the Pittsburgh teams right now are looking much of the same. And if you really want to put it into perspective, I mean, the Pirates have had the most growth of any of the three teams so far in this last year. I mean, think about it. The Penguins have been doing the same thing for the last few seasons, right? Getting to the playoffs, losing the first round, and then they didn't even make the playoffs this past season. So there's that. And the Steelers strive to be 8-8, 9-8, not lose a season. And then they either lose in the first round or they don't make it into the playoffs at all. So, you know, the Pirates have had significant growth. Now, sometimes it's nice just to have your team in the playoffs than not most of the time, and I understand that, trust me. But also, you know, you don't want to settle for less if you don't have to, right? Like, if there's a way for if there's a method for them to get back into the playoffs and contend for a Super Bowl, you'd like that. So or a Stanley Cup in this case with the Penguins losing, but yeah, the Penguins and Steelers are on a very large parallel right now as two teams. I mean, they've been doing the same things for the last few seasons with no serious run at a championship, but they've been toying with the playoffs. They've been close to the playoffs. If not, they've been in the playoffs, but they haven't gotten beyond the surface, which, you know, isn't great. Over time, it's not great to see that. You want them to be serious contenders for a championship, and if they can't be, I mean, that's disappointing. But yeah, I mean, the Penguins right now, it's frustrating because you look at that last period, the third period seems to always be, you know, a struggle for the Penguins. It has been for the last few seasons. They can't keep up. And we don't like to see that. So, you know, I mean, I'm with you there. We're seeing the same things over and over again. I don't even want to listen to Sully's audio right now. Because, you know, what's he going to say? I mean, he's usually disgruntled when they lose, and he seems disappointed when they ask questions, when they ask, you know, legitimate questions. He's just like, ooh, I'm grumpy. I'm Coach Sullivan. When they're winning, I mean, he was pretty outspoken and excited, and he had a lot of energy. I mean, I don't know exactly why he can't do that, you know, in both sides, where he seems so frustrated. Like, why, even when they lose, why he has to seem so frustrated. But, I mean, I kind of hate that when coaches do that. You know, give me some optimism. Don't make it seem so bleak. All right, let's get to a caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning. Introduce yourself.
Good morning. Anthony, how are you?
Like I said, I'm feeling weird, you know. Interesting morning, interesting events happening yesterday at the Penguin game. But what's on your mind?
I was just wondering, I had a couple things. When did the Steelers become okay with mediocrity and just being middle of the pack? Mm-hmm. And during the years of, like, Kevin Colbert, they never really did any big mid-season changes. Do you think with Omar Khan being in there that, you know, we could see something big happen in the middle of the season if they go on this downward trend that they're on?
Well, Anthony, I appreciate the call. Thank you. I really don't. I mean, I want to hold out hope, but I don't really think they will, because it's more of the ownership than anything. The Steelers have always kind of chased. Well, let me rephrase that, because that's not entirely true. The Steelers recently, like after they lost the Super Bowl to the Packers in 2011, they kind of, when they started going downhill, at least in my opinion, from what I saw, like that's when I saw them going downhill. And then after that, even in 2016, they made it all the way to the AFC Championship. So, I mean, maybe not. So maybe it was then. It also could have been when Le'Veon Bell held out on the Steelers and kind of changed the trajectory of their seasons to come, because James Conner was thrown in there, in my opinion, way too soon. He just wasn't prepared to be a starting running back, and I think he wasn't set up for success when he was in there. And that whole 2018 team that had a lot of talent seemed to be destined for a true Super Bowl run just bottomed out and didn't even make the playoffs. So, I mean, there are a lot of times where they could have been settling for mediocrity in these last 5 or 6 years. But yeah, I don't think they're going to make any midseason changes as long as the Rooneys have ownership. And even if they go on a downward turn, like they're in one of those positions right now where they're still in it, and they're in a good position. They're in first place in their division. They've beaten two division opponents so far. So they're in a great position, and if any change was going to be made, it was going to be if the season started out poorly. But now that they're in it right now, even if they fall and bottom out this season and end up not making the playoffs, and they have a losing record, well, they might be under 500 if they have a losing record the rest of the way out, but let's just assume that they do, and they have a losing record going out. Why would you fire Matt Canada if they're on a losing stretch? There wouldn't really be a point to doing that either in Steelers logic, because they're already losing anyway. They don't want to fire him and pay him to be home, to sit at home, to not work for them. So, I mean, I think he would finish out the year if they went on a downturn. But if they don't go on a downturn, that's even more dangerous, because they could very well make the playoffs with the trajectory that they're on. So that could be dangerous too, because if they make the playoffs and they do kind of well, maybe they win a playoff game. I don't want to go too far with that, but if they do, then there might be justification to bring Matt Canada back at that point, especially if the offense does well. So, I mean, there's a lot of variables to this, and all the variables coming together. I don't think there's a scenario where the Steelers get rid of him if it's not during this bye week. If they keep him past the bye week, they're going to finish out his contract at least. All right, we got another caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Nick. Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to throw out a statistic to you about Matt Canada.
Okay.
Last year, they extended his contract for one more year. The average offensive coordinator is making about $1 million a year. Matt Canada is making 1.9. And it was kind of funny the way how they made his contract up was 1.2 million with 60,000 every month. So not only did they reward Matt Canada with a better contract for one more year, they gave him a pay hike to double almost what the other average offensive coordinator makes. So take it for what it is. They're not getting rid of him, and I hope to God they don't extend him again after this year. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you there. Too many numbers for me this early in the morning, but I appreciate your expression and your facts, and I trust you. And I'm with you. I hope they don't sign him back. Now, that was a good question, though, posed. I mean, I was listening to Colin Dunlap last night, and that's when I was aware of PPG Paints Arena just yelling out fire Matt Canada. I mean, is there a point, though, and I get it, he's not a good offensive coordinator. I know that. You know that. right? He has not had success as an offensive coordinator. Is there a line, though? Now, Anthony from Oakland, with a good theory, he said, you know, well, what if there were some Steelers in attendance? What if Tom was in attendance? He goes to Penguin games. What if there were other Steelers authority figures in the arena? Well, then what? Yeah, maybe it makes sense. Assuming that they weren't, though, I mean, is there a line to the Matt Canada hate? Is there a point in time as Pittsburgh fans that we have to say, okay, we're going to leave the frustrated expressions to Steeler games when they're actively not performing well, as opposed to now intruding on the Penguins game because we're frustrated with Matt Canada? I really don't know how out of nowhere a whole arena just starts chanting that. Stranger things have happened in this world, that's for sure. But, like, it's just such an odd scenario. And I don't have an answer for that. You know, why it started or you know, whatever. But, like, I think we got to ask ourselves, in conclusion, where is the line with the Matt Canada hatred? Does he deserve this much hatred? I don't think so. I don't think it's necessarily fair to do that when there's not a Steeler game going on. Maybe fans are going to be starved too, though, because it's their bye week. So maybe give them a pass there. I don't know what the thinking was. I'm sure a few people thought it, and then it spread, and then the whole arena is doing it. And I'll be honest with you, if I were there, I probably would have chanted it as well. But I think there's a good point. I mean, after seeing this, after witnessing this, after hearing them chant Fire Canada, I mean, is there a point where we all have to say, hey, he's still a human being, he's still a guy, lay off a little bit. Not a great offensive coordinator, has not had much success, but is there a point where we all got to back off and understand that he's still a human being and that he doesn't deserve 24/7 scrutiny and torment? Well, that's for you to decide as a fan.